high fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is our number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We're here for 4.5 hours with you today at the Globe until Rangers pregame, which is coming up at 6:30. Thank you for that, Water, ma'am. They're taking great care of us here already. And it's Texas Tech night here at the Globe. So I know a lot of Red Raiders fans are fired up to come on in here and watch the Rangers take on the Cardinals for 3 over the weekend. Okay, so let's talk about that. Of course, Dallas Stars. There is some news. Gallardi's spoken already. I'll get that to you. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. And A, we do have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up here at 5 o'clock. There's Brian Broz, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Yeah?
You recognize that sound?
It's like a submarine?
No, remember
like a submarine underwater.
We were at training camp. They were working on the mound.
Oh,
that's that device.
Mound pounder.
It's the field crew.
The mound pounder.
Found that mound.
I was thinking, where have I heard that sound before?
And yep.
All those drunken times at camp, I'm like, that's what that is.
Yeah, right. that's a high powerful machine right over there. Yeah. I mean, we're 600-700 feet out here. Comerica Backyard, suite level, center field. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup back at Master Control. Happy Friday to you, sir. Wolchuk and Chia Follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo is a remote engineer here, and it is a Texas Tech jersey night, so that's great. It's also a 2025 yearbook night. Okay, so you get your 2025 Texas Rangers yearbook right here.
Do
they have voted most likely? I wonder if they have, or like their quotes or whatever in the.
Oh, I don't know what's in there. That sounds fun.
We might have to play a Friday game.
Yeah,
ooh, I love a good game. Oh, Mike Bassick's in there.
Everybody loves a good yearbook, even these days. You know, this if you're about under the age of 20, this is what we call a magazine. Basically, we used to go to the store and buy these and take them home and read them because we couldn't swipe and get content on the internet. But yeah, when you purchase a theme night ticket, you will go home with a limited edition item, and this is your Texas Tech Rangers jersey. These are sold out, as you can imagine.
Oh yeah,
but I got the 411. They have these stations, these kiosks across the stadium that you, when you do one of these theme night deals, you can find them quite easily. But you pick up your item inside the stadium in these theme night deals. Sunday brunch buffet at the ballpark.
Ooh, what?
Let's
Sunday
freaking
brunch
go!
Buffet?
That's this Sunday.
See, that's the perfect time to unveil the DeGromlet.
Yes,
Jacob DeGromlet for brunch on a Sunday.
Wow, that'd be amazing if you could enjoy brunch at the Globe. And I just love the brunch buffet because there's always something that's incredible, and I just want more of it. Mm. It's usually the cinnamon rolls.
The breakfast.
The cinnamon rolls.
You and
dude.
Bill Parcells share the love of the cinnamon roll.
It's quite a flavor profile.
He's only 3 times bigger than you eating him, though.
Okay, we go to some quotes from Tom Gilardi. I was reading Tim Cowlishaw in the morning news. He posted this article about an hour ago, and he's got some quotes from the Stars owner, whose team is now I think, gagging in the conference final round. Still a great year, right? But this hurts. I saw a great photo on social of a husband comforting a crying wife. Must have been in their 50s or so,
just heartbroken.
A very loving couple, and it was heartwarming to see that part, but you could see the emotion and the disappointment. It's written all over Wolchuk's face right now.
Yeah. It sucks, man.
You
it
know,
hurts.
I'm going to tread lightly around the bully today. As you should. He seems pretty down and somber.
Yeah.
Understandably. Don't want to be on the receiving end of an Oklahoma drill.
No. And, it's just, I don't know. This was a team that really thought that they had the makings to get this one done. Unfortunately, Edmonton, they just had too much. Matchup was really bad last night. I couldn't believe it the way they started that thing. All of a sudden, you look up and you're down 2-0. Ottinger's getting pulled. The Smith then leaks in a third goal. And they fought back afterwards. But as soon as McDavid scored to make it 4-2, it's like it's just not. They had a response every single time. And
usually about 2 minutes and 14 seconds after you got back in the game.
Yeah.
It was fun for a few minutes, though. Boom. Like you could imagine, is this the turning point? Are they going to come back from two goals down in the third period again?
But those moments were so short-lived, like throughout the series.
Absolutely.
It's just brutal.
Well, Gilardi is clearing up. He says, they wanted to know if Pete was out. They said the rumor up there was he was out. Are you kidding me? He's a top three, top five coach in the league. You think I want to be going into the coaching market right now? Do you see who's getting hired? Pete's a seasoned coach. I'm just one voice in the discussion, but I don't see firing Pete on anyone's agenda. So, do you guys like that? I do. I think he's really good. I mean, it becomes easy to not appreciate how good this is. Like, this would be the Cowboys' best season in 30 years if this happened to them.
Oh, no doubt.
This is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I know Hagee sounded like he was taking some shots on Jim Nill. And, if we had more time at Cross, I'd ask him about this. I just don't know. Like, my arrows aren't pointing at Jim
Maybe
Nill.
Maybe Hagee wants to call.
Right now. Yeah,
we'll back in studio.
I'd love to talk about it. I mean, since 2019, you've made a Stanley Cup final and three conference finals. We're not sniffing that type of consistency in winning and getting close. I know the championship's the ultimate goal. The Rangers gave us that in 2023, but they haven't had a winning season outside of that year. So, I think Jim Nill has a plan. They need to get better defensively. I think they're going to have a new captain next year. I don't think Jamie Benn's going to be coming back. I think he should retire. He was on the fourth line last night, and that's kind of the stage of where he is right now.
He said he didn't want to come. He said he did not want to retire. He did not want this to be his last game.
Yeah.
He thinks he's coming back.
Well,
I think the only concern there, production is good enough for a third or fourth liner with Benn, isn't it?
Yeah, he can be a fourth liner for you.
But do you want your 10th best player being your captain?
No.
I don't think so.
No. And the way that they didn't really – I loved his response in the Winnipeg series.
Yeah.
When stuff, started they mucked it up and he's punching Shifley. And then, he's coming at the end of game six. They're taking some dirty penalties. He's like, no, you're not screwing with my guys. There wasn't any of that in this series against Edmonton.
I think that Shifley moment might have taken the dog out of him for a while. It's kind of like in The Last of Us where this gal goes on this epic killing rampage and then she just feels guilty about it and she's ruled incompetent.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. And you empathize with somebody. That's very human.
Totally. Yeah.
It's very human for something like that to happen. But the other complicating factor, he's been with the Stars for so long. Would he take a hometown discount? Would Jamie Benn play for league minimum? And now you're like, we can't let a player like that go if he wants to still play here.
It's possible.
I think losing is toxic, and you need to, chill for about 2 weeks and let these ideas sink in because they need good players, and their depth is one of the best things about them.
I think it's time to move on. I really do. And, you've had the run with, Sagan will be back. Sagan looked like he had a little jump in this series after really missing the whole season, coming back and getting into playoffs. I felt like that, that was one of those that I didn't feel bad about. Jamie Benn, I felt bad about. I didn't see, the things that Jamie Benn was always really good at was playing in the corners and getting the puck in front of the net or making the grill, that nice little pass, to get somebody. I didn't see that anymore. And to me, when you have three straight where you don't make the Stanley Cup final, maybe it's time for another voice there. Maybe it's time for different leadership there. Maybe it's time for, hey, boys, in the room, when you stand up and make the talk, that everybody goes, okay, this is our guy. Not that, you know, I'm not trying to say that Jamie.
Let's go get somebody that does lose game sevens, guys.
Well, you know, that's, to me, that's where it's, I kind of feel like that, and I watched it with Joe Pavelski last year.
Yeah.
And you could tell it was the end. There wasn't that sharp play. There wasn't
that. The old players for sure.
It wasn't, you know, there was a couple of breakaways opportunities, and Jamie Benn just, he didn't have the push to go get a puck. Where it seemed like it, every time there was a breakaway with Edmonton, there was some speedy skater with a puck that was going towards the net.
That's bad luck. And that's another thing Gags talked about this morning, is like the bad luck permeated this series. And
well, they also took some really dumb penalties.
Jamie
Benn was part of that. Yeah. Mason Marchment was part of it. It happened again last night with two high-sticking calls.
Yeah.
You can't put yourself down, especially in Edmonton, who ended up being automatic, what seemed like, on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting yourself behind the eight ball against a team that really did, over the course of the series, prove that they are better than you. And then when you don't get scoring, Corey Perry had his seventh goal of the postseason after that power play goal. That's as many as Robertson, Matt Duchene, Jamie Benn, Evgeny Dodonov, and Mason Marchment had combined over 18 games.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
And Marchman was averaging about a point a game for you, right, during the season?
Yes, and Matt Duchene was a 30-goal scorer in the regular season.
Yeah.
Man, you might not want to tweet any of these thoughts, because when I said all that in January, I just got destroyed. Well, Chuck, I don't know if you remember that.
For what?
At the Super Bowl. Was that on Radio Row when you were
lashing out at
the
stars?
I wasn't lashing out. I was just expressing my doubt at the time. And I thought Rantanen pushed him over the top. I thought Rantanen was going to be a good enough player that's like, okay, you're not creating enough attention. Like when McKinnon or McDavid gets involved, it's ta-ta-ta, and the entire defense goes, oh, crap, we got to get in his way. And so there's tons of easy goals for guys like Nugent Hopkins, who's got tap-ins, because the entire defense reacts. You know? And I thought Rantanen was going to react like that. You know, but that's who I thought the Stars were before the Rantanen trade. Just a bunch of guys that could compile stats in the regular season but didn't have the elite traits that you would need to win these huge moments.
Maybe we should have seen something that last 3 weeks of the season. You know, was saying,
well, I mean, this is a team that made the conference finals, guys. They knocked off the Colorado Avalanche, and then they beat the President's Trophy winner. They're not a bad hockey team.
No, but to me, though, there were some things that you didn't see. You didn't see good defensive play. You didn't see scoring.
No, the defense 100%.
I'm
with you there.
You're right. I mean, they did a great job, and beating Colorado, I thought was a miracle. I was one of the guys that thought that they were going to lose to Colorado, but because I was thinking, like, in hockey, sometimes play carries over. Well, you know what happened? You know, they couldn't find a way. They couldn't get goals the last 3 weeks. They had some terrible losses. Remember the Vancouver game?
Yeah.
They gave up 3 goals in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Last night felt very Vancouver to me. First, like, all of a sudden, they sing, and the home of the brave, and next thing you know, you're down 3-0.
Yeah.
You know?
I just don't think they can grind out games because their defensemen are so poor. You know, you got to be able to throw a shutout, and you're asking Otter to do too much. You know, because your defensemen are not in as good a position as Edmonton. Turn the puck over more than Edmonton's defensemen. And, you know, I think whatever cap space you have, it needs to be replacing some of these guys. And Thomas Harley needs to get a lot better at not being sloppy. He's 23 years old, so I'll give it time. But, you know, I would work really hard at that this offseason.
Aaron Ekblad. That's the guy that I would like. He's a free agent. He'll be playing in the Stanley Cup Final with the Florida Panthers. I'd be throwing my money at that, dude.
Do you think that this relationship, though, with Pete and with Otter will ever be repaired?
I wonder.
Or is this, and I'm trying to think of where in history of sport has the coach come out and called out a player and it work out okay?
So I'll say Pete has been very calculated when he does this since his time here in Dallas, and he did it this series with Jason Robertson.
Sure.
Said he's got to play better. And Robo ended up being their best player the last two games, right? So it has worked at times for him. I think Otter is mentally strong enough to where this isn't going to phase him. But there are a lot of, if you look at the history of Pete DeBoer, whether it was with Marc-Andre Fleury, there was another Vegas netminder. It seems like
Hill
had some. So it wasn't Hill, it was Laney, maybe.
Oh.
There's been some other goaltenders that for some reason there's been friction there. I don't think that this will carry over with Otter. If it does, Otter's not going anywhere. Pete would be the guy that needs to leave.
Yeah.
I don't think as of right now there'll be a coaching change, but if we find out that that is something where Jake Ottinger's like, F this guy, that might push Jim Neal into saying, well, we got to get somebody else.
Rangers try to get back to winning ways coming up at 6:30. Cardinals are in town. Leiter and Liberatore, who's a good lefty. So, yikes. Knicks and seven still echoing throughout the boroughs as they have extended the series. It's still 85% historically that a team in the Pacers situation is going to get this thing done. But Pacers were bad last night offensively. That was one of their worst offensive games of the year. I that's what you expect going to a place where the host is down 3-1 and thought they were the better team.
So all thanks to that song that Lucius played, man.
Yeah, that was
going
nice.
Seven now. It's the
That's
rallying
nice.
Song.
It's another Dawson special, calling it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Knicks being the one team that may have a chance to bounce back from the
3-1.
They ain't
done yet.
They're the only team that's still alive with a pulse.
I mean, they almost stole one of them in Indiana after being down 20.
Yeah. Wasn't
that what it was? And, you know, and then they obviously gave up game one, which they should have won. So I was looking at last night, like in an alternate universe, New York could be up 3-1 looking to, for the gentleman's sweep right here. I think the Pacers go home and get this thing done, though. Rick Carlisle's got those Pacers playing
at a high
level. Well,
don't let it happen. Don't let it happen, because if it does, going back to Madison Square is not
the funniest thing, though, is this thing getting to Game 7 and then the Knicks S-ing the bet in Game 7 at home.
That's probably a dream if you want like the best reaction. Yeah. That's probably what we need.
I'm out for blood now. Now that the Stars are
crash
out,
outs.
It's like I'm looking for
– You're all looking for crash
I
outs.
I want to see the pain elsewhere.
I just hate everyone.
The biggest Knicks game since maybe the 90s is what we're looking at here, since Larry Johnson. And
oh, absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
I'm
wait,
not going to act
since
like
we're
I know
battling Reggie.
Basketball the 90s.
Wait until like Lynn Sanity, you know?
Anthony Mason,
wait.
LJ running down the court like that.
Yeah, yeah. We got the ticket prices for a game seven at Madison Square Garden.
Cool.
We'll see what those numbers are.
Pretty high,
I'm
going to
send Wolchuk.
Look,
I don't want to.
You're going to need to take out a second mortgage.
We are live at the Globe. Come watch your Rangers tonight. The Texas Tech theme night tickets are sold out.
Wreck
but
em.
First 20,000 fans get a 2025 yearbook, and there's plenty of great seats to be had to watch your champs as they hit a turning point in the season and explode offensively against Liberatore starting at 7:05 tonight. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champ and then get a top 10 at 220 coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Get in the fam. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe. It's baseball time in Arlington once again tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7:05 first pitch with the Cardinals in town. We got Wolchuk's top 10 here in just a second. He's hurt. Send him some love on social. The Stars broke all of our hearts last night, but Wolchuk's very much still picking up the pieces. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Before we get to this top 10, though, let's go back into the Pimp Cup with Lucius.
Check, Mike. What up? Here we go. All right, yeah, G, back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Now, if you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. This weekend, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all. You find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I believe this would be day two right here for the Texas Rangers radio broadcast where the great Matt Hicks, I mean the great, I put some respect on his name, he lost it in the lights like Patrick Creighton.
Lefty to lefty, and here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And did I miss a pitch? He just struck him out. I guess that the second pitch was a strike. Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day, Eric.
Sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
A little rough.
I love it.
The sun is a little rough is what I'm going to use as an excuse all the time, even if I'm indoors. You know, the sun's a little rough, man.
It's a little rough.
Matt Hicks, vulnerability amongst a mistake. And Eric Nadell's retort, G-Bag of the Day champion. One time, tune in tonight, 5:30, in their pursuit of – no, that's two times. Tune in their pursuit of three tonight. It's Friday. I'm screwing up now. It's contagious. Here's Wolchuk with the top 10 at 220.
All right, top 10 teams that never won a championship. 877.
In honor of what?
881-1053.
In honor of who?
Unfortunately, our Dallas Stars went down last night, third time in the conference final. And if you look at over the last, what, five, 6 years, cup final and three conference final appearances, and unfortunately have not been able to get there, but I continue to say it, hardest trophy in sports to win. And they still have a great young nucleus. Wyatt Johnston didn't play well in the postseason, but we need you. We need you to recover, buddy.
What have you done for me lately, Wyatt?
Jason Robertson, Miro, of course, Leon Bischel, Rantanen. We'll be all right. It's going to be okay. So hopefully, you know, Jim Neal is able to go back to the drawing board and make some things happen in the offseason. We'll make this thing another cup run next year.
Did you say otter?
Otter.
An otter. An otter. An otter.
All right, let's get to the honorable mentions. Best sports teams to never win a championship. Your 2025 Dallas Stars.
Are they number one?
They didn't make the list. We've got the 2001 St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. Biggest upset. It might still be the biggest upset in Super Bowl history, or one of the biggest, but they lose to the New England Patriots that year. That was a stunner.
Yeah, all-time game. A lot of fun watching that game.
Yeah. Man, yeah, that was when the Patriots, everyone was kind of rooting for them. They were lovable. Mm-hmm. They were the underdogs. Mm-hmm. They were the darlings. Nobody knew who Tom Brady was. It was Ty Law, pick six. And then they slowly became the evil empire. It's kind of like Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs as well. Early on, oh, my God, Mahomes, this guy's amazing. He's Houdini. Now you start winning, it's like, screw this team. People rooting for the damn Eagles in the Super Bowl. I mean, can you imagine that?
Imagine that.
Disgusting.
You win enough to become the villain. Is what happens.
Makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
You win long enough to become the villain.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
214 is asking, will my Texas Rangers Harry Titas cheer up Zach?
Yeah, probably.
Could that help?
I love a good hairy pair.
Of Rangers Titas?
Absolutely.
And honestly, ladies? You ever seen a lady hairy pair?
Man, are you kidding me? Been around the block.
Have you?
You know, we talked about slump busters yesterday, Gavin. That's part of it.
Maybe like a lady orangutan at the zoo, perhaps.
Yeah,
nice like a rogue stray hare.
You
got to
remember where
five.
You got to remember where he's.
I thought they'd be plucked.
No way, bro. Yeah.
Underarm hair. That Pacific Northwest thing.
Oh, no chance I could do that.
Yeah. Don't go to France.
Might have dabbled once or twice.
That might
be with the hairy armpit chick.
Some of those hippie gals aren't bad, you know?
Until you see the armpit.
And that's just kind of like hippie flair, you know? Now, if the hippie flair came with not showering, patchouli oil, you know, dysfunctional social habit, stuff like that, then you'd be out.
But, dysfunctional.
But there's some of them that you know, are pretty much like preppy hippies
and are just doing
that for a look, you know?
So you can, if that's the only super hippie thing about you is that you have hairy armpits as a lady, but everything else is buttoned up, you smell good.
How about hairy legs?
Maybe slightly hairy legs, because some of it's very, very like light, you know? It's barely there.
Like peachy?
Yeah.
No, but if you can see it, though.
Yeah, like a man's, that would be horrible.
That would be.
No hair November, no shave November.
Legs are under armpits.
Oh, I could not do it.
Well,
I don't think I could do the armpits, bro.
Just keep the arms down.
It was unsettling.
What
to
are you
going to
do with the legs?
The legs.
Like there's nothing we can do.
The legs would be awful.
They're in the rear view, aren't they? For the most part, the legs.
Depends.
I mean, not always.
Not always.
There are certain times where that can be the route, and maybe that's the way that you would try to conquer this this situation.
Okay, what if that right there, that hairy forearm I got?
Yeah, that would be a no.
Because I see that. I can't tell you how often I'm checking out at the grocery store, and there's lady arms moving around, and I'm going, why wouldn't you just take care of that? Why there's a very easy fix here for the super hairy lady arm.
I think that we're from are we from some another part of the world when we're doing this? Like the
I'll tell you what, I could deal with that a lot easier than I could deal with.
You can't look and say, doesn't look like somebody from the...
I think it's a wide variety. I think it's a wide variety of hairy lady arms.
There it is. And I just think it's negotiable, you know, because a lot of other things could be on point and she's just, you know, weird hairy leg gal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather put up with that than like likes to go out clubbing gal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. With a little hair versus a little club.
Neither one's ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, but it feels like it's just a laziness factor when it comes to the legs.
It's
like
six,
shave the legs.
If she's as hairy as I am, no.
There are animals not as hairy as you.
Poor girl. No, please. I honestly.
You're like there's animals in the snow that wish they had your hair.
No. 254 did want Lucius's feedback on this topic. I mean, where do you stand with the hair, L.A.? Maybe not there.
Say what, bro?
The hair, Lucius, on the ladies?
You know, I'm not a super big fan of it, but if it's done right, I cannot complain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a particular girl that I do follow because she's very smart and artsy when it comes to how she, you know, take care of plants and whatnot. And she might have a little hair under there. She might have a little hair under her arms. Yeah. Can't do the legs, though, bro. I can't. Legs is my spot, bro. That's what I like.
Yep.
That's what I pay attention to. So, you know, I can't do that.
Lucius can't have hair going down to the feet.
No, but you could have like a little happy trail going down there from the belly button down. You can have that for sure.
That's okay.
Line it up. Yeah.
I just don't have the hobbit toes, you know.
No, you can't have bad toes, man. It's three T's.
Big shout out to Rego 214. He's been listening to the fan for a while. Got his boss hooked up with it. Also saw Josh Smith at North Park Mall. Go Rangers. So shout out to you, Rego. Absolutely love you.
Yes, man.
We got a text in the 2011 Texas Rangers, one of the best teams that didn't win a championship. I'd agree with that one. The 99 Buffalo Sabres from the 716. I mean, hell, name a team from Buffalo that was good.
Bills.
Braves.
Yeah, all of them. You know, probably on consideration for best teams that didn't win, because none of them have won, unfortunately. It's got to be a miserable existence.
I wonder if they won an AFL championship.
Did they? Did the Bills?
I don't know. They had Jack Kemp as a
But nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
2011 Green Bay Packers are the final honorable mention, just looking in. They went 15-1. They lose in the divisional round to the Giants. Just one of those wonky years. The Giants found a way to slither their way into a title.
Was that the Tom Coughlin red face situation there?
Oh, my gosh.
That was 07. That was Favre's last game.
Okay, I was trying to think.
When the frozen tundra was stuck on his face forever.
That was brutal. Number 10 on the list, though, is your 06-07 Dallas Mavericks.
67 wins, and we know what happened in that first round. Dirk's MVP season. I mean, I thought the Mavs, that was a juggernaut season. Like, okay, we had our hearts ripped out in the finals, but we're better this year, and we're just going to go and reclaim what's ours, and that's the NBA title. Unfortunately, the bleep hole that is Baron Davis had other ideas, and I will forever hate Baron Davis.
Steven Jackson as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest gambling Nelly. Degenerate friend was so hard on Golden State money line that year. Oh. Like he, I don't know, maybe a bookie knew something about the matchup, but I think that exposed the Mavs, who for what they truly were before you got Jason Kidd, Deshaun Stevenson, Tyson mm-hmm. Chandler in here to really give this team a backbone, along with, you know, some great perimeter defense from a guy like Sean Marion as well. But
yeah.
they had to build it really. You know, with the idea of we can't have anybody else that's going to get us soft on this court. And they did a hell of a job there in those 3 years before they and allowed it to ultimately get it done there when the final piece came into place.
Number nine best teams not win a championship is the 2015 Carolina Panthers. They also went 15-1. They lose in the Super Bowl to the Broncos. That was Cam Newton's MVP year. They were an absolute juggernaut that season.
They were undefeated for a good. I
started
mean,
14-0. They week 16 was their first loss to the Falcons, 20-13.
Divisional games, man, they'll get
birds.
You.
Yep. Number eight is the 95-96 Detroit Red Wings. They won 62 games. They lose in the conference finals to the Colorado Avalanche, one of the most dominant regular seasons in NHL history. They'd set single season records for wins and points while just crushing everybody that they played
the
until,
Red Army.
Unfortunately, the conference finals. Number seven. Brian, I'm going to need you to tell me about these guys, the 54 Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, is this like this is kind of a Lou Boudreau team, Bob Feller, maybe?
We're looking at Larry Doby,
Larry
Al
Doby.
Rosen, Vic Wirtz, Bob Feller, Bob
yeah.
Lemon.
Bob Lemon,
Mike
yeah.
Garcia, early win. Al Lopez was the coach, won 111 games. They lost in the World Series to the Giants. Six is your 2018-2019 Tampa Bay Lightning, also a 62-game winning team. They tied a record for wins in the regular season. But they lose in the first round to Columbus. This is part of that President's Trophy curse. You don't want the President's Trophy in hockey. Number five, and this is the team I always think of best to not win a championship, the 98 Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, the Gary Anderson missed field goal.
Yes, 15-1. Denny Green, they lose to the Falcons in the NFC title game. Randall Cunningham, Robert Smith, Randy Moss, Chris Carter, John Randall, Ed McDaniel. I mean, that team was absolutely loaded, and that Super Bowl would have been so much fun, Denver versus Minnesota. You had Denver looking for back-to-back.
Yeah.
Instead, it was Denver and Atlanta, Chris Chandler, and Jamal Anderson was fun, but they
Dan
got
Reeves
completely
coaching them right there that day.
Yeah.
They even had Jimmy Hitchcock on that team.
They did.
He was going for a pick six on Elway in that Super Bowl. You know he was. Didn't
01,
get a chance.
0-1 Mariners coming at number four, Gavin.
I mean, you knew it. I was the board op for that team and a Saturday host on the weekends at the Fan in Portland. And we knew it was a regular season team. They were incredible. They didn't have the aces, you know. But it was a hell of a year. I don't think they even, like, lost a series until July.
That's
it was crazy.
Crazy. That is absolutely nuts. The 06
did
Chicago
you say
Cubs.
That, by the way, did you say that, like, when they were in the playoffs, were you like, oh, I don't trust this team? Did you give it one of those, or did you just...
Man, it was so
were
long
you Homer?
Ago.
Were you still being Homer to start the career?
You
not trying to ruffle
than
feathers?
To say that.
I was wondering if, like, you like we you just said, like, we all knew. And
the
I
only
if-
take I remember, and historically this is bad, is I was arguing for moving Ichiro down in the order because they weren't getting RBIs from their 3-4-5.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't remember if I was generally confident. I know I was, you know, highly skeptical about, like, Aaron Seeley and Jamie Moyer battling the Bombers. And that's how it turned out.
Top
great
two.
Series against Cleveland, though.
0-15-16, Golden State Warriors. I mean, record right there. Steve Kerr, they started 24-0, 82 games. I mean, they barely lost this year. They were 73-9, and then you have the 3-1.
Oh.
Here's the. I mean, that's still one of the best series ever. I mean, you're thinking, oh my gosh, that there's no chance for Cleveland. You had the LeBron block in that series, the shot from Kyrie, the deli was open with Matthew Dellavedova.
Oh,
it was crazy what Cleveland was able to do. But number one, greatest team to not win a championship was the 07 New England Patriots, 17-0, and then you have the David Tyree catch. which, my gosh, to this day, close your eyes and just throw up a prayer, Eli Manning, and hey, you'll be in the Hall of Fame for it.
And not many people remember the Tom Brady Hail Mary to Randy Moss, like a 70-yard pass that hit him in the hands, but, you know, for whatever reason, Randy was not able to haul that one in, or they would have still been able to pull it off. There's your top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Globe, where the Rangers are going to take on the Cardinals tonight. Lighter on the hill. You know, I'll be watchdogging his fastball location, and hopefully he can, you know, take more steps in getting that bad boy dialed in, Chief. But what's next?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal?
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Personal victories, that's next right here on The Fan.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Globe here in Arlington, where the Rangers are going to host the Cardinals tonight. Excited about that. I know there's going to be a lot of Texas Tech Red Raiders in the house, as it's their theme night here with the Texas Tech Texas Rangers jersey. That is sold out. But a lot of fun to be had here as the Rangers try to get, you know, the offense going here after the day off. Could it have been a reset? We're waiting for it. It's time now for Chiefs Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian.
Biggest Dub.
Big Dub here at the park tonight?
Yep, Big Dub. Globe Life Field will have the roof open for tonight's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. So we'll get the roof open prior to us getting off the air here at 6:30. I can't wait. I mean, this ballpark's beautiful, but it's extra, extra special whenever you're able to get the roof open. I didn't think we were going to get one open again the rest of this season, maybe until September towards the end. But this is awesome news. I can't wait. And the stats do show
you do score a little bit more runs with the roof open here. So hopefully this is what you need against this lefty, Gavin.
Let me ask you this. If you break this thing out and you hit for about 12 runs tonight,
you just sweat and you just deal with it.
You just play hot baseball summer until it's over.
Let's do it.
Yeah, till the wheels fall off of it working. Yeah. But if you go out here and put up a double-digit scoring night.
That's what I'm saying.
Then, yes. Even if you're just getting six, what do you put the line at? Where do you say, okay, we got six runs with the roof open. We're keeping this thing rolling for a while. Is it six runs?
I'm telling you, you played across the street when it was 100 degrees every night.
Yeah, so, they were built different back then.
I think the line that you're more worried about if you're Ray is the number of lawsuits you're going to have from fans who slip and fall in the concrete.
Because there's a weird dew point, I think it's called.
That's a good point. And the temperature's got to be dialed for that concrete to not be slick.
469 PSA, just be careful of the Raider rash tonight. I don't even know what that is, man. What is? I mean, well, it's Texas Tech night at the park.
It is. It is. That was something you've definitely got to be aware of when you have.
They're handing out calamine lotion at the doors, which I thought was pretty apropos.
We're good. We're clear. We're kosher.
Complimentary. Hey, 214, biggest dub, OU winning in walk-off fashion. Lady softball. We watched it in real time yesterday.
Yeah, we sure did.
Well, and speaking of Tech, they got a big softball win last night as well, 1-0.
Congrats to them. L Metro Mets sports team can't find their way out of a paper bag. That's Woody in the 214, still going strong off the benzos and the opiates. Shout out to my guy MJ, by the way, from Premier Autos at Dallas, celebrating a lovely birthday.
Oh, hell yeah, happy
birthday.
He's
a fantastic dude. He's a total ball crusher. He's always on the leaderboard when it comes to slinging whips. That is just he's the top dog, and he's celebrating a birthday today. I'm sure he's going to sell about 9 cars, and then he's going to go have a great weekend.
I might need to go see him. We'll see.
Are you going on the hunt?
We're doing this. Yeah, Maya wants to go get herself a new vehicle.
I looked up Raider rash.
Oh, you had to look it up? You'd never heard of this?
You had heard of Raider rash before, right?
No, honestly, I had to look it up.
Okay, well, read it. What did ChatGPT tell you?
Sexually transmitted infections.
Maybe some syphilis?
Can you slow it down a little bit? I couldn't really understand you.
Yeah, what did you even say there? Start
STI.
From the top. Start from the top.
Sexually transmitted infections. Mm.
Any examples?
You know, Eric, carry on.
All right. Very good.
I told you what it was.
Thanks for the education.
You know,
I'm doing the thing that you do where you provide information, but then you ask a bunch of questions about it.
Here we go.
You know, here we go.
It's not medically recognized condition, but rather a nickname often used by a half jokingly in student circles. The terms gain traction as part of a college folklore and is often used to warn new students about unsafe structural practices. Refer to close contact nature of dorm life and parties. Mock or stereotype promiscuous among students. While it's largely tongue-in-cheek, it highlights importance of safe sex, hygiene, and health awareness in college environments. Back to you, Eric.
Thank you, Professor Broadus.
Thank you for that news report
live
from the Comerica backyard.
Feeling
where
a little itchy.
The Raider rash is going to be a bit rampant tonight, so be careful. 903, biggest dub of my life, he says. He got married on Saturday. Congratulations, 903. It's fantastic.
Next week?
Hey, huge big W. Dude. Congratulations,
big
bro.
W.
Divorce.
Got divorced.
Big L, I'm married.
I'll give him a few more months than that. 360, biggest dub, coached my 08 girls soccer team in a big college showcase in Austin this past weekend, and the girls all played out of their minds, and we had almost 49 college coaches on our sideline for our Sunday match. Scouting out the talent.
Dawson's
nice work.
Interested now.
Tear their ass up, young man.
Yeah.
Go.
What a fun feeling that would be. Knowing you got the college scouts out there and you meet the moment, you rise to the occasion,
you put on
your best foot forward.
We had the college showcase going on out here pre-draft. Stuff going on with the Rangers today. They were working out some prospects.
Here we go.
We saw
prospects.
They were. They had it's like a little, it wasn't like the combine, but it was, We saw some guys pitching and doing some stuff.
Yeah. Did you get out there with a yellow notepad and
you
start?
You know, it's funny. Mm-hmm. Ruby and I were watching, and I go, Ruby, this looks exactly like what we do.
Yeah.
We have pro day, like standing around, making a bunch of notes right now, just kind of hanging out.
Wow, real-time L. This spam call stuff for me
it's
right
so
now.
It's so brutal.
I mean, it is.
You deserve it.
It's more rampant than the Raider Rash.
I'm getting the same Rodas. One. Is it yours from Pueblo?
No, mine's in the 682.
I got a Pueblo, Colorado call from 719. Sometimes we should just answer these on the air.
I think that's the dispensary trying to get back to you.
Oh, crap.
Might need to take that.
I have never I'm in Colorado in like 20 years.
903 Big Dub update from last week. Had a friend help me move our big stuff last weekend. Yeah. Shout out Philip Tolo Reginald. That is fantastic.
There you go.
That's must be under 35.
Yeah. It's a really good friend right there. Wow. Shout out to Philip.
Hey, would you do it for a 12-pack?
Phillip's a legend for doing that.
No. Big Dub, 214 said, geez, now I know why this is the worst of all the three shows on 105.3 The Fan.
Are you kidding me, man? I really.
Where'd you hear that? Oh, that's right, Sean and RJ.
Oh, hey, I
those
actually
guys suck in the
probably
afternoon.
Probably four, though, because there is
don't listen.
Finn and Hark.
Yeah. Appreciate the support, guys.
Put the fatties in front of us as well.
Congratulations on all your success.
It's probably a guy that's a tech fan.
If you
what's wrong with that, Brian?
If you couldn't appreciate Broadus just trying to educate the masses on something that is extreme, it's a very important conversation, and Broadus was leading the charge on that. If that's going to tick you off.
Hey, we're here to investigate and educate. That's what we do.
Amen.
They want real highbrow content, apparently.
Hey, big.
Get in the morning.
Listen to the morning show. We do it right. Meet you at the firehouse.
Hey,
I hate you, Tolos.
Next time,
show me a brisket picture, and I'll tell you what a bag of acid looks like. Back to you, Choppy.
All right, thanks.
I like AI, Sean. Don't need a computer for this.
We should have had Broadus as Sean reading the Red Raider Rash report.
Yeah, next time. Yeah. We'll circle back to
it's
that.
It's not medically recognized, a condition, but a nickname. Nickname. I have one for myself. Big Daddy.
What?
Big Daddy.
Hey, big dub for the Big Daddy, the late, great Mike Leach.
I'm imagining Sean in the mirror. That's right, Big Daddy.
Yeah. Big Daddy, small hands.
Nice work, Broadus.
Yeah, that's excellent.
College Football Hall of Fame has dropped its coach win percentage
start my
requirement.
Own channel, watch it.
Just to make room for Mike Leach.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Not a coincidence.
I think that there's reason for this, and I love it.
It's the Mike Leach rule.
Speaking of Texas Tech, shout out to Mike Leach.
That's true.
Definitely the best press conferences in the history of sport.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he was the one.
I think my old LSU coach might fall under this one, too.
Les Miles.
I think Les Miles might fall under this.
The Mad Hatter?
Yeah.
Call that the 59-50.
The percentage thing.
Yeah.
Well, he went to KU and dropped his win percentage
a lot.
Biggest L of the week, though, goes to the allegations against Zion. He woke up this morning with some bad news. This stuff is pretty disturbing. But it's just allegations, so I'm going to list them off, okay? It's just allegations at this point. But nonetheless, bad day to be Zion Williamson. Am I right?
Yeah.
Can we look them up for you?
Yeah. Oh,
please. I'd like to see what they are.
I think my biggest L.
It rhymes with grape.
I think my biggest L was the blackjack fiasco.
Mm. Yeah.
My biggest dub was avoiding discussing the Wiggly guys this week.
That's true.
The Wiggly
dude.
Guys.
You stayed out of the Wiggly fray in a way that was very professional.
Thank you.
Now, also, I just wanted to give an update. You guys remember the cheese roller man who we thought may have lost his life in the UK chasing the cheese ball?
He's going at it next week again, right? Round two?
I would imagine this guy's got the heart of a champion. He will be back at some point. But we thought he might have lost his life. We've now seen some other angles of the aftermath, and he's actually being helped up, and he is walking with some help off of the gridiron that is
they got a spatula getting him up off the field.
In the world. There was a spatula involved. But the funniest part about all this that I didn't realize in real time until after the fact, he was dressed up as a wizard, like an actual wizard, like you might find from like Clash of Clans or something.
Oh, very nice.
So he was LARPing?
He had the sleeve and everything to go with it, Walchuk. And then he's being helped
Davis
off.
Bertrand?
I'm giving him a dub because he went super viral, and it looks like he walked off in pretty respectful fashion. I thought he might have been paralyzed. So congratulations to the cheese wizard.
I'll try this one. How about he's dressed up like Kyle Kuzma?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Kyle Kuzma is the league leader in ridiculous clothes. But this guy's giving him a run for
he
his money.
He said he's dressed up like a wizard.
And he still has a pulse. You're yeah. the man, yeah. Chief.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm sleeping on. I have to explain.
Sorry
it's,
about
it's
that.
It's awful.
All of us getting a big win today. Congrats if you're on your way to the ballpark. You were going to pick up the Texas Rangers 2025 yearbook. First 20,000 fans that arrive will get one.
We'll sign it for you.
And they got a Sunday brunch. They got Family Fun Tuesdays. All kinds of great things going on out here at the Globe. And we're coming back with the three-piece. I'm going to start with chicken soup for your Rangers soul, though, and the historical chance that Marcus Semien can be better in what's left of this big league season that's coming up next year, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.